In trending political news, we told you about the president's racially charged tweet telling four congresswomen of color to go back to where they came from. Yesterday, the four Democratic congresswomen held a news conference at the Capitol to respond to the president. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, and Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, also Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts, all responded. Pressley said, "I encourage the American people and all of us in this room and beyond to not take this bait." Omar said the president's agenda is the agenda of white nationalists. Ocasio-Cortez had a message for American children. No matter what the president says, this country belongs to you and it belongs to everyone. Representative Tlaib said the president's attacks are simply a continuation of his racist and xenophobic playbook. Wow.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying this is a distraction because of what's going on at the border as well. You know,
not only the border, all the other stuff he
everything.
Said he was going to do.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's a distraction for all of that. And it's bad. This is bad.
It's very bad.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Ocasio-Cortez is from Brooklyn. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. So, three of them are from the United States, except one was born out of this country. But the problem is, Republican has said anything.
Nobody has said anything. Well, she was born in Somalia, and she became a citizen when she was a teenager.
Teenager, right.
She's a citizen.
This is scandal for real.
The TV show?
This is scandal for real.
Keep one going. Keep one going.
Scandal in House of Cards.
Right in there.
Only ten times worse.
And racism. This is
great. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely racism.
Pretty much.
Go back to where you come from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People heard that back in the day. You know, that's what they were saying to all the blacks back in the day. And everybody, they always say, go back to where you come from.
But, I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing, Jay, that he said it. But the fact that he's comfortable in saying stuff like that, like it's okay for these things to come out of his mouth.
What are other Republicans saying about this?
Nothing. Like we just said, they aren't saying anything.
Nobody said one word.
Not one?
No.
Damn.
No.
Have you heard a Republican?
Are you surprised?
No.
Lindsey Graham used to have a set, but he lost his. I don't know what happened to him, man.
He really had a set of them, but you know, as much as Trump has talked about his best friend, may he rest in peace, John McCain.
John McCain.
Lindsey Graham ain't said nothing.
Not one word.
He didn't say anything about.
He didn't even stand up for his boy. You know that?
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Wait a minute. Come on, man.
This is your friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your dead friend. I mean, come on.
And your best. They were besties. Yeah.
They were best friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
but I really hope that Lindsey Graham is up for re-election, and there's a young man in South Carolina that's running against him, and I really hope he beats his pants off. And he has, I think his last name is Allen. I'm not sure, but I gave him
$1,000. That's your home state, huh, Jay?
That's my home state. I really hope he beats the dog mess out of Lindsey Graham and get him out of there, because he needs to go. He really needs to go.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
No. Well, I mean, you know the cure to that, the answer for that, we have to vote.
Vote.
We have to register.
We got to vote.
And then we have to vote. If we're not registered, if we've moved, if we've changed our addresses, all of that. We have to register again, and then we have to vote.
I don't know how you can sit back and watch this and not vote when it's time. If you sat back and watched this last 2.5-3 years, surely you're going to be trying to vote.
Motivated.
Right.
You should be running. You should be open the door.
Man, you ought to be out there. You know how they be out there for tickets to a concert, Carla, just sitting in a lawn chair.
Or like when you're getting some Jordans.
Yeah.
The new Kanye's or the new iPhone. You know, you're lined up for all that. I'm going to need you.
All right. Well, I did find one Republican, Representative Fred Upton of Michigan. He was among those who said he was appalled by the president's tweets. There's no excuse.
Well, that's good.
That's one out of how many, though?
All right. If you're as mad as we are, please keep the comments coming on all social media at Steve Harvey FM. Switching gears, nephew up next with a prank phone call for today, coming up right after this.